This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. A series of explosions at a military base in Equatorial Guinea has killed at least 20 people and injured hundreds more, according to reports. Four explosions were heard at Nkoa Ntoma Camp and the economic capital, Bata. A local television station broadcast a statement from the nation's president, Teodoro Obiang Nguema, who said the explosions were due to negligent handling of dynamite in a military barracks. The country's Ministry of Health and Social Welfare declared a health emergency and said many people are missing under the rubble. Video from the city showed people digging for victims with thick smoke wafting over the area. Equatorial Guinea is a tiny country. It has 1.3 million people. It's located south of Cameroon. Jury selection begins Monday in the second-degree murder and manslaughter trial of Derek Chauvin, the Minneapolis police officer who pressed his knee into the neck of George Floyd for 9 minutes last year, just before the African-American man died while in police custody. Friction between the administration of then-U.S. President Donald Trump and protesters, enervated by the death of George Floyd, led to the mayor of Washington, D.C., Muriel Bowser, declaring a street adjacent to the White House as Black Lives Matter Plaza. Floyd was declared dead May 25th after Chauvin pressed his knee against Floyd's neck for about 9 minutes. His death led to protests against racial violence in Minneapolis and elsewhere around the country. Analysts say the trial comes down to two questions. Did Chauvin's actions cause Floyd's death? And were his actions reasonable? More at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran has released British-Iranian aid worker Nazanin Zaghari Ratcliffe from house arrest at the end of her 5-year prison sentence, but her lawyer says she's been summoned to court again on another charge. Zaghari Ratcliffe, a project manager with the Thomson Reuters Foundation, was arrested at a Tehran airport in April 2016. She was later convicted of plotting to overthrow the clerical establishment. She served most of her sentence in Tehran's Evin prison, but was released last March due to the coronavirus pandemic. She spent the last year of her sentence under house arrest and was barred from leaving the country. Iran's judiciary has not yet commented on her release. Her lawyer said she's scheduled for a new hearing in a case on March 14th. She's accused on propaganda charges for participating in a rally at the Iranian embassy in London in 2009. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has called for a 90-day reduction in violence in Afghanistan and a new United Nations-led peace effort, as he warns the United States could withdraw all forces after May the 1st. This is according to a letter to Afghan President Ashraf Ghani, reported by several news outlets on Sunday. The letter from Blinken was first published by TOLO News, an Afghan news outlet, and was confirmed by the New York Times. South Korea will increase its contribution to the cost of U.S. forces stationed in the country under an agreement reached with the United States. This is according to the U.S. State Department today. A State Department spokeswoman said the agreement reflects the Biden administration's commitment to modernizing its democratic alliances around the world to advance shared security and prosperity. The spokeswoman said the agreement includes a meaningful increase in host nation support contributions. She gave no further details. There are about 28,500 U.S. troops stationed in South Korea. Ivory Coast's main opposition party on Sunday claimed victory in a legislative election, alleging that preliminary results were riddled with irregularities. Saturday's vote was a key test of stability 4 months after violence around a disputed presidential poll claimed 87 lives in the former French colony. A top official with the center-right Ivory Coast Democratic Party said his party is concerned that the results may have been manipulated and warned the government against any attempt to falsify them. The opposition had boycotted the October presidential election, in which the incumbent won a controversial third term with more than 94% of the vote. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.